The battle for the Capitol. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Hand-to-hand fighting reported in the outskirts of Kyiv, Ukraine, as concerns grow that Russian forces could encircle the city in the coming days.
A lot has been made of this convoy over the last 2 weeks that was used to show how logistically and supply-wise the Russian army was stalled. Well, finally, we've seen that convoy move into a variety of different places and fan out. One way of thinking is that they had been picked off by the Ukrainian soldiers using their Javelin missiles, and so they learned to redeploy. But another is that they are bracing now and getting ready for an attack on the capital, Kyiv. And what we have seen from satellite images are towed artillery howitzers now in firing positions nearby facing the city. And the fighting has also increased in the towns around Kyiv, with clashes taking place just 9 miles from the city center.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. This is the mayor of Warsaw. Poland asked for international help as his city becomes overwhelmed by refugees. He says the situation is getting more and more difficult by the day. President Biden with a new round of sanctions against Russia, working with the EU and G7 to remove it from favored nation trade status.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States, and doing it in unison with other nations to make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
That means new imports from Russia would be banned and tariffs on Russian goods would be imposed. Revoking most favored nation status would require an act of Congress, though it has bipartisan support. The president also banning imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. A grand jury has declined to indict Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson following a police investigation into claims of sexual assault and harassment by 22 women. Wall Street, the Dow lost 229. The Nasdaq off 286, the S&P minus 55. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The battle in Texas continues over the rights of the younger transgender community.
It's a fight in Texas on behalf of parents, transgender kids, and civil rights groups across the country over Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that calls sex reassignment surgery, puberty blockers, and hormone therapies for minors child abuse. It goes before a judge in Austin who temporarily blocked the state from investigating parents who helped their children transition.
If you follow the logical conclusion for this, puts the therapist in a position of being charged with a crime.
Dallas County DA John Caruso saying his office will not prosecute those types of cases. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An increase in threats against both election officials and poll workers has many thinking about walking away from their jobs, according to a new survey.
1 in 5 local election officials say they probably won't be on the job for the 2024 presidential election. That's according to a new survey from the Brennan Center for Justice. 3/4 believe threats against election officials have increased in recent years, while more than 54% say they are worried about the safety of their colleagues. Election officials around the country received an unprecedented number of threats from supporters of former President Trump after he questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election.
Fox's CJ Papa. The survey conducted by Democratic pollster Benenson Strategy Group, roughly a third of respondents say they knew of at least one colleague who had left public service partly or entirely because of fear for their safety, increased threats, or intimidation. A woman whose DNA from a sexual assault case which was used by San Francisco police to arrest her in an unrelated property crime plans plans to sue the city. The attorney says his client, whom he declined to identify, feels betrayed by police officers who he says broke her trust and violated her rights. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.